You talking to me? You talking to me? You talking to me? Well, then who the hell else are you talking? You talking to me? Well, I'm the only one here.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of your favorite podcast, and finally back in the studio for 2024, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get back down to brass tacks. You are
the COVID. I'm Arlo. I done had the COVID.
Cousin Johnny.
Sir.
Man, Johnny has not had the COVID.
It's been rough.
Dude, it has been a wacky first of the year for us too. Like, we've been nuts, going through it, man. Going through it.
Fucking air temperature doesn't get above 20 in Georgia. Hell's wrong with that shit.
I just want to say right now, don't come to me talking about global warming. I think you're full of shit. I ain't believing a word.
It's climate change, Rob. It's called climate change. It's not global warming.
The polar bears are trapped on icebergs without anything to eat.
Horseshit. They've had more ice in the North Pole in the last 8 years.
I swear to God, I seen one in my backyard a week ago.
That was what I was going to tell you. Arkansas got hit with a ton of ice, and Richard up there sent a picture to me. I think he actually put it on Instagram as a polar bear crossing the road and said this was downtown Batesville. Because he was -1 air temperature. Oof. Before it got to us, that first wave.
Dude, I'm telling you right now,
was cold.
You know, the other thing too is we have this, I don't know if you guys have this, I have a big propane heater in the back, or not heater, but a gas tank in the back. And so we have to fill that thing up. Like, man, that joker, $547 later. That's why I was in the dumps yesterday, Arlo. I told you I was in the dumps yesterday. That's why.
My previous house had that. And it was awful.
I was like, what can we set on fire? Yeah. The kitchen?
Today was the first day since probably the middle of December I did not have a space heater blowing in my office while I talk. I was like, it's kind of quiet. I mean, and I'm not dripping the fucking faucets during the middle of the day. I walk in there to try to wash my hands. Like, oh, shit, yeah, I got to drip the faucet. It's 22 degrees outside. 2 o'clock in the goddamn afternoon.
Y'all hear that uncanny hum in the background? That's the space heater because it's cold. We were going to record last week.
Yeah, we kicked it down the can because it was 20-something degrees.
We cannot. That's
20,
why
hell, it was colder than that.
Oh, that's, you're right. Yeah. It was in the teens.
It was like, what was it, 10 or 12?
It was fucking cold. Wind chill was like 6 to 8. So that's what that's why we didn't record last week. So we missed you guys. I know I've heard y'all missed us because I've been getting blown up about what's happening, what's going on, and where y'all at. We here. We're just trying to stay warm. So and stay well. And
if y'all would just donate that one tier, we just need one person at that $1 million tier. This would be the top notch fucking podcast.
Y'all have no
idea.
We
probably drop 2 episodes a day.
You have no idea how much better this thing would be.
I would research the shit out of everything.
Yeah. We'd run strong with anybody else out there. I guarantee
I'd take
it.
Over Joe Rogan's Texas studio.
Okay, so I got a couple of things I was going to mention, y'all. I sent y'all this, was a podcast that Sean Ryan, this new one that's out. I think I've had my brain scrambled more than ever in my entire life, and I'm only halfway through it.
Well, I was going to say, that's a big thing. Like, y'all send some great stuff, and I would love to listen to his stuff more, but God almighty, y'all, 3 hours?
You got
to
chunk it up.
Yeah,
it's 3
yeah.
hours, and the problem is, my thing is, even if I chunk it up, I start losing interest.
I'm trying to look this up real quick.
Carson.
When I screenshot it, it actually, Billy Carson.
Yeah,
Billy Carson.
He's got a documentary out there that's about an hour and 20 minutes, hour and a half. About nothing but the Black Knight satellite. And you talk about scrambling your brain. That son of a bitch has been up there since before Tesla.
Look, we have been going through, of course, like I'm going.
Well, Pluto's in Aquarius. That's why.
Dude, he's talking about Jesus was a Freemason. He's talking, man, he's getting in. This guy's so educated. He's not full of shit. And he sounds very, very educated, like on another level of education.
Rob, the other people can't even saying that we're full of shit. Yes. I mean, I just want to clarify.
No.
I just want to make sure
everybody knows that.
Am I? Oh, okay.
It's crystal clear what goes on here in this room. But he starts talking about how the like all the hieroglyphics and stuff like that, and like the sarcophagus was actually places where the old bodies of the aliens would go back and rejuvenate their bodies in these. Dude, I'm like, and then you got, there's a dude, y'all just got to listen to it. I'm halfway in. I've already reached out to a couple of my friends that we go to church with, and I'm like, please listen to this. Please help me decipher, because there's a part of it where, and I was talking to Arlo about where Jesus was gone from the age of 12 to 33 in the Bible, like he's gone, but he's actually, this guy's like, it's in the scrolls, these scrolls where Jesus was in Egypt, and then he went to, was it Budapest to learn how to heal people?
It was somewhere. I've seen this from somebody other. And then he went to India to learn. Somebody else.
And then he shows up in Egypt at 33. He comes in on a donkey. No, back from Egypt. Or he goes to Egypt.
His wandering years in the Bible is what they is referring to. But it's supposedly it's well documented in other religions that a man from the Middle East came and got this knowledge and stuff. And so everybody I know, if you're Southern Baptist, you're like, blasphemy, you're going to hell.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, this guy is fucking educated to the nth degree.
And I told Rob before we started, a lot of historical figures, like before they have all, like Michelangelo and all these, before they have these ungodly talents, they go to Egypt for like a year. Well, I saw a thing the other day. Somebody said, was it Shangri-La? It's not Shangri-La, Shambhala or something in the Hindus. Like there was, that's a whole nother rabbit hole. Like, I don't know.
It's the other thing that they're talking about. I mean, they even break down where Noah, like Noah was a demigod. Like he starts talking about Noah's like, it's dude, this thing, this whole thing is.
And it's the, did you send us the link?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'll have to check that out.
Speaking of religions, if you're Catholic, at what point are you not thinking, hey, we need to get all the cardinals together and we need to get that get white hat out.
Yeah.
Because he just had a fucking luncheon with people that are frowned upon in the Bible.
Yeah.
And
are they the same people that are supporting Hamas?
Ah, shit. That's, like, I was like, man, it can't be that bad. And, like, within two articles, I was like, how has he not been excommunicated?
Dude, who knows? Who knows?
I do not understand. Like, and they said there's a growing movement of cardinals throughout the world that are like, look, you know, we got the other one out before he died. We need to get this bastard out.
Yeah. So what is it that he's, who's he associating with?
He is basically, he still ain't, this is what kills me. You still can't take birth control if you're Catholic. Okay. But you can have, you can be attracted to minor people.
Yeah.
You can have same sex marriage, which I'm, there's nothing wrong with that. But I'm just saying that your whole foundation for religion is following the tenets of the Bible. And then you're going to stand that on its ear. So either you need to come out and everybody needs to toe the line, or you need to toe the line of whatever all your followers are believing.
So you're saying he's coming out and supporting some of the stuff that
nobody else. The Catholic Church within Catholicism,
nobody else has ever done. Okay.
Now, they'll get the rat line and get all the Nazis out of Germany, but they will not let you marry the same sex or take birth control.
Oh, the Nazis are in the United States, man. Didn't you know that?
No shit.
Red hat wearing bastards.
I thought that's the whole reason we got NASA. I've watched that.
Paperclip, Operation
look at the, what is it, the North Pole? That's where they're all up there. The Nazis are up there with the aliens. Dude, this world's going, we're learning too much, I think is what it is. And we just,
I told you, Pluto's in Aquarius.
We can't handle it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the part where you pause and start taking shots so you can follow the rest of the conversation.
Yes. Yes, or drink before you turn this thing on, is what you should have did.
So maybe we'll put that in the description.
But is that? That's our disclaimer. Please make sure you have at least 3 alcoholic beverages before starting this episode.
Before the episode.
That is the other thing I was going to talk about, too, the whole deal with Gaza. Man, is that my sparkly little toothbrush?
Yeah, it is.
that's why I took the kids to the dentist.
Sure.
It's mine. So there's a pro-Palestine movement down at the Sundance Film Festival right now. And this lady, I think she's a reporter from England. And she's in people's faces and they're like, from the mountains to the sea, or, you know, the river to the sea, or whatever it is. And she's like, what river are we talking about exactly? And they're like, one in the Middle East somewhere.
Yeah, they don't know what the fuck they're protesting.
They're like, what about the hostages? Well, I'm not educated enough to speak on the hostages. And she's like, oh, but you're educated enough to speak on this global genocide, this agenda that's being pushed right now. She's like, well, they just need to eradicate. Israel needs to just to be the whole state needs to be dissolved. It just needs to be dissolved. And she's like, so we're, you know, she's like, no more Jews in the Gaza Strip. And she's like, ma'am, she was like, you know, the Jews aren't in the hot in the Gaza Strip.
They vacated it a couple years ago.
They've been out of there a while because it's not safe for them to be there. And then she started talking about what was the funniest thing she said about. She said, so you're okay with Hamas and being in Palestine? She goes, and the lady gets like violently angry and goes, Hamas is not in the Gaza Strip. That's all propaganda. These are people that are voting.
That's one. The problem. That's the problem.
These are people that are gathering and protesting
with no clue.
And the news is covering it. Just go talk to them. All they got to do. Go get in a group of them and start asking questions.
Have you seen the guy that's always eating? He's like, he's a younger guy. He's probably mid-30s. He's always eating, and he's always coming up with these one-liners. He's like, look, for all of you out there that think you're a woman, but you still got the plumbing of a man, when you turn 50, you still have to have your prostate checked.
Dude.
But yeah, no, what about Germany, dude? The fucking farmers.
Throwing shit all over the place.
And they've rolled their tractors.
Literally throwing
just
shit.
Shut it down.
Manure and fertilizer all over these city and
why
public.
Why would you do that? That's what I don't understand. I mean, I know why they're doing it. But why would you piss off the people that grow your food?
They do not have enough man-made food out there to keep us alive.
No,
so,
and if anything was learned from this damn cold snap, you don't buy a fucking electric vehicle.
Right.
That has definitely been in the news on that one.
Here's the other thing with the Sean Ryan podcast where he was talking about electric. He said in 10 years, electric won't be a thing. Everything will be hydrogen. Everything will be run off of hydrogen.
It should be already.
And it'll be so expensive that nobody can afford to buy it, but everything will be, gas will be obsolete. Electric's going to be obsolete. And he said, I'm going to give you a scenario. Let's just say the state of Florida was total electric and you had a Category 4 hurricane coming and you had to evacuate. All you could do is go 150 miles outside of...
That'll get you to Homestead from Key West. That's it.
He said, can you imagine when we have issues with gas shortage, like it's a quote-unquote gas shortage, and the lines at the gas stations are backed up. Could you imagine trying to get to a charging station if everybody was in an electric car?
There was a lady in Chicago. There's like a multi-port charging station in Chicago, and so they had like 8 degrees, like air temperature, 8 degrees. She goes, like, drives her electric vehicle down there because she's going to be downtown for an extended period of time. She's going to charge it while she's down there. Of, like, 20 ports, 2 were operational. 2. And they're being run by these Caterpillar diesel generators that are as big as this house.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the thing is, everybody can be, oh, we'll be oil-free. No, the fuck we won't.
You can't be.
Roads, medicine.
Clothing.
Yeah.
Wires that... Hook
you
up
don't
your
understand.
Goofy devices.
I think the thing I'm most disappointed in is you're telling me that when I start going to Bucky's in 10 years, it's just going to be all plug-ins.
No, I'm pretty sure that won't happen.
Yeah, I think the world as we know it will stop being in existence. If that
either
we get to
we're
going to
start flying around the buildings, or we're going to keep burning gas.
I know. I mean, the
Ford basically come out and said, "Fuck it, we're done with the electric vehicle."
Yeah, done.
Did they really
they scrapped it?
Completely
yes.
Scrapped all.
Scrapped
their,
it.
They're not they had a new. Really bad thing going on with the truck, wasn't it?
It was the F-150 and that new goofy ass looking Mustang. And then they come out with Chevy and Dodge saying, "No, we're not making the big block V8s anymore." Ford was like, "Nope, fuck it,
we're going.
We're still making the Cobras, baby."
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, that is the thing that.
What's that movie with Sylvester Stallone and
Wesley Snipes?
Yeah.
Demolition Man.
Yeah, where he's driving that GTO.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh my God, it's burning gas. And he's like, it's the best thing ever happened.
And think about how long ago that movie was, man. Think about how long ago. What was that, in the 80s? 89 probably? 88, 89?
Early 90s.
I think it's early 90s.
Maybe. I mean, that's like, yeah, it's wild. Let's go ahead and jump on this. Man, I've been wanting to talk about this, and I really hadn't. I don't know where it's at as far as maybe y'all know a little bit more about it than I do. What about these raids they went on these Hasidic Jews?
Jesus Christ.
In
I don't know
New
what's
York
going
City?
On.
I don't know.
there's a lot of conjecture that you there you can lead yourself astray, but they're not coming out and telling you why they were there. I saw one and I was like, nope, can't go down that. But one said those are the same tunnels they got all the kids out of New York when COVID hit and they had all those triage ships.
Yeah.
That basically that was a pipeline for trafficking.
That's exactly what I heard. And they had those mattresses, those bloody mattresses with feces and blood on them, like hidden in the walls, like stacked up hidden in the walls. So let's take a look at that. Let's take a look at all that. These people are going to jail. They're being arrested. Dude, somebody made a video of Teenage Mutant Jewish Turtles.
And they're popping out of the sewers.
Yeah, popping out of the sewer. Dude, that was some of the funniest shit I've ever seen. But let's take a look at, we know that there was a huge percentage of possibility that people are being trafficked in those tunnels, okay?
Whether or not the Jews were behind it or not, that tunnel system was, and that's why they were going to pump it full of concrete.
Yeah. Let's take a look at what happened in Hawaii and those underground labyrinths in Hawaii and all those missing kids.
Still don't know where they're at.
Is it? I mean, it's not coincidence.
Nope.
It's not coincidence.
What about the conspiracy theory with Oprah when she was that purple dress? That was not her.
No, it was not her.
And then did you see the video of her speaking? And that is not the same person. She's speaking on stage, and then there's this light orb that comes over her head and knocks her ass down.
No, I didn't see that.
That one. And well, they're like, oh, I wore the wrong shoes. No, you just got the hell slapped out of you.
What about her being, is some awards program being escorted by a deputy marshal?
That's the one in the purple dress.
So did you see her walking like she was hobbled? Like she may be being restrained underneath her dress?
Well, that's where people say that that's not her. Or her penis was getting in the way? That's not her.
Okay.
That was the rocks down there.
We're not talking about Michelle Obama on there.
Oh, that sorry. One scares me, too.
Barack.
Big Mike.
Do the dishes.
Big Mike said do the dishes. Anyway, the one where she's hobbling on in that awards show, mm-hmm. red carpet, that supposedly is not her.
Really?
That is a double, body double, because they saw her like either a day before or a day after in the body. It's like Jamie Foxx. The tattoo's not on the back of his fucking head. That's right. Not him.
It's not Jamie Foxx. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's another thing. I know that I got sick when you did the P. Diddy.
Oh, dude, that is coming out. That's going to explode. This year, that shit's going to blow up. I got a feeling.
Well, there's too many people that know what the hell went down.
Yeah.
Yeah. It can't stay quiet anymore.
People aren't scared of him anymore.
Quincy Jones.
He's a dirty bastard, too. What about Russell Simmons?
That's the one that's...
What about L.A. Face and... Is it L.A. Reid and... What's the other guy's name? They used to promote big R&B groups. Like, they were pushing Pink at one time when she first came onto the scene. L.A. Reid and... anyways...
I don't remember.
But supposedly they're in a whole mix, that whole mix too. But that whole podcast was basically, if you take a look at Jay-Z was around every single bad thing that's happened in music. Like him and R. Kelly were tight. He had sex with Aaliyah too. He had a relationship with Aaliyah too. He groomed these other younger singers, just like now he's tight with Sean Combs. He got tight with Sean Combs after Biggie Smalls died, and he was the next East Coast rapper to come along and blow up. So it's all tight, man. It's all tight. And then they're going after, what is it? What's the black preacher?
Oh, well, where's the dress?
Was the Dukes?
T.D. Jakes.
T.D. Jakes. Man, they're coming after him too, man, because he's at them freak out parties at P. Diddy's.
Somebody, there was a preacher in Atlanta a couple of weeks ago said, now, and he got up there and said, now, I'm going to make a lot of people mad with my next statement, but it's 100% accurate. He said, the one thing that RuPaul couldn't do, and he named a bunch of other like people like RuPaul, couldn't convince the black people to wear dresses, but Madea did.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn.
Yeah. That whole thing, and that whole interview with Cat Williams on Shannon Sharpe, that's been one of the most brilliant podcast one of the episodes I've ever heard. Have you listened to all of it?
Shannon said they should have started the damn microphones when he opened the door.
He said
because there's 10 minutes that would blow your mind we didn't get.
So he came on and told the truth on everybody. Like telling the truth on everybody.
Going back to P. Diddy, they've got him with a girlfriend, or is it a girl?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I saw that. They don't know.
Well, you know, and then Jamie Foxx has been, he was there the whole time too, filming all those freak out parties. There's a whole lot of stuff going on. I think that the music industry is just as nasty. It ain't any worse than the Hollywood industry. It's just as bad. It's the entertainment world is what it is. But I would like for us to maybe dig into some of this stuff a little deeper too, because there's a lot more stuff that's going to come out probably within the next couple of months. It just bears repeating that we've put too much stock in some of these people in the world that are really just evil people. Evil people, dude.
Family Feud guy.
Steve Harvey.
That, you know,
cheeseburger with the extra big onions.
He come out saying, oh, Cat Williams can't do nothing. He's lying. I didn't steal. And then people that he stole from started coming out. Mark Curry said he stole a whole set from him.
Yeah.
What was he stealing?
Their comedy sets.
He stole his TV show. Remember Hanging with Mr. Cooper? That went out, and Steve Harvey had his TV show that was exactly the same premise as Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
They have people, the director and the producer for Ocean's 11, Steve Harvey was calling both of them trying to get Bernie Mac fired so he could take Bernie Mac's character. And it got so bad that somebody back channel contacted Steve Harvey's agent and said, look, if he don't fucking stop, we're going to burn the hell. We're going
to
burn
him to the ground. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And he's over there crying when Bernie Mac died.
Yeah. Yeah, so that whole deal with Cat Williams was great as far as, like, him coming out and telling, you know, just kind
of
telling the truth on
it. Comedians have come out and said, look, he ain't fucking lying.
He ain't lying. One thing that kind of bugged me is he ain't big on Joe Rogan, and I wonder why.
I don't know if it's one of those, is he not big on him because he's afraid he's corporate side, or is he not big on him because it's something else we don't know?
Sure. I kind of took it as he was talking about how Joe pushed people that wasn't funny.
That's true. Joe's comedy is a little, you got to either like it or not.
Yeah, it's, there's no gray area.
No.
I like him. I think it's funny. But there was something there. There's something there with that, but I don't know what it could be. What was the main thing that, there was another thing too. There was another big thing that came up besides, that we talked about this before we started. Of course, we've let all these illegal immigrants in the country, and we talk about that all the time. So there was a TikTok where this guy's walking up to these immigrants coming in, illegal immigrants, and he's like asking them questions. And this big, tall, skinny Middle Eastern man's like, he's like, how dare you come up to me and talk to me? He's like, you don't even know who you're talking to. You have no idea who you're talking to. He said, but you know what? You're going to find out. You will find out who I am. You'll find out. And so it was kind of scary. He's like, man, this dude, like, because, you know, he's, you know, military age fighting, you know, healthy. And, well, sure as shit now, they've identified him as a convicted terrorist, and he's on United States soil. I think they apprehended the guy, but you may be right. They maybe not know where this guy is now. He may be gone.
I don't know if it's the same guy doing the interviews. He interviewed a guy from Senegal, and here's another thing, and I kind of take this with a grain of salt. Every other nation on the world makes their men serve 2 years in the military. So most countries, you have to serve 2 years in the military once you turn 18, and then you can either stay in the military or you can go out. But that gives these men discipline. Somebody interviewed a guy from the border, and he said, where are you from? He goes, I'm from Senegal, and he's broken English. And he said, well, what did you? I was a soldier, and now I'm looking for security work. And I'm like, dude, the fuck?
Yeah.
Come on, though.
Yeah. For real.
But he had worked security for somebody, not Blackwater or none of that, but before he came to America. And the guy's like, oh, well, good luck. And he was like turning around at the camera like, oh, shit.
Yeah. Did y'all get this motherfucker's phone?
Well, and the other thing is, what about the Supreme Court? Four justices refused to rule on the Texas thing?
The one in Georgia.
They abstained.
Not the one in Georgia, but the one that the female, what was her name? God dang it.
I know who you're talking about, but her and all the other ones. And then there was two, so there was basically three that said, no, Texas can't do that. And Texas is like, the fuck we can, it's in the Constitution.
Yeah.
And then you have states backing Texas now.
Tennessee, was Arkansas?
Missouri
maybe.
I don't know, man. And I will say this. The Texas National Guard has basically said, fuck around and find out. Yeah. We're not leaving.
Well, guess what? They did send federal agents to the border, and they started tearing the razor wire down. Well, guess what I saw today? Rebuilding it and putting it right back out there. This is Texas
Yeah, Texas National Guard said, mm-mm, yeah, this shit ain't going to play.
Yeah.
So we're, I mean.
They're doing what they can to protect their border since nobody else is stepping in.
That's
what
Abbott has said from the get-go. If the federal government is not going to protect our border, then we as a state must do it because states, and I, you know, despite what you've been told, the states still have the power over the federal government.
Yeah.
Now, the federal government can withhold funding for roads and schools and shit like that.
You ain't getting that no ways.
Yeah.
So,
but
that's what they made vouchers for.
I just don't understand where they think that. I don't know. Here's the other thing. And this is, I've said this from the get-go. If Biden and the Democratic Party thought that 25% of the illegal immigrants coming across that border would vote Republican, they'd shut that motherfucker down in a heartbeat.
Here's something I'm going to tell you that you may already know. It's too late. Too late.
Yep, unfortunately it is.
It's too late. Epstein list. That was the other thing we was going to talk about. The Epstein list. That list came out. There's been some more.
It pisses me off. Because ain't nothing going to fucking be done.
There's nothing's going to stick. You've got so many names. You've got Clinton. How many times was it?
A shit ton. But supposedly he's not come back. Him and her have not come back to the country since before Christmas. Supposedly.
So you got that.
Allegedly.
And then Prince Andrew. He had orgies with underage girls. That was documented. But the big swell up was when Aaron Rodgers made a comment on a Pat McAfee show that one of Jimmy's sweating about the list coming out, talking about Jimmy Kimmel, because Jimmy Kimmel's been real critical of Aaron Rodgers with the whole COVID thing. He's been real critical when Aaron Rodgers would mention the list, the Epstein list.
And went on a 6-minute tirade about how he was full of shit and his name's not going to be on there. Well,
he's in concussion protocol, like really just trying to like throw Rodgers under the bus. Well, guess what? The list came out. Guess whose name was on that bad boy? Jimmy Kimmel's was on.
Not only your name, but the people that you hang around with, like your personal chef, your physical trainer. That's another thing. If you want to get in some crazy shit, look at all these celebrity personal trainers and the fact that they can all write prescriptions. You thought Kanye was fucking crazy.
He crazy, but he's telling the truth. That's one thing I liked about Cat Williams when he talked about him. He said, you know, because Shannon Sharp asked him, he's like, what do you think about Kanye? He said, what am I supposed to think about him? He said, here's a man that we all know that obviously mental illness has brought up a great deal when in the topic of conversation. He said, but we told him he was brilliant. We told him he was the best rapper in the world. Mm-hmm. He's a brilliant man. He said, what is a man with a mental illness supposed to do with that type of information? You know? And so he said, and then shame on us, he said, because we sit back and we watch. We don't do anything to help him. We just sit back and watch him self-destruct, watch him implode. But he's right.
Chappelle, well, they've been replaying that whole interview with him and Oprah, and you can tell that turning point when he realizes, oh, shit,
I did got
she's
set up.
One of them.
Yep, I got set up.
And he's like, you know, when people tell you you're crazy and you don't talk, that's what everybody thinks. And then he kind of just shut down like, I'm done.
Yep.
Let me get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, for real.
And then you got that whole thing with Kelly Clarkson and little short black guy in Jumanji.
Oh, Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart. And she's like, she says something. He's like, no, we can't talk about that.
Yeah.
They're in the audience.
Yeah,
and he's fucking like, he's dead serious. She's like laughing. And he's like, no, I'm serious. They're out there. I'm like, what the fuck?
The one crazy thing about when Cat Williams was talking about too, that in Hollywood, when the I guess they conform the African American actor, he gets a, what did he say? He gets a
haircut. Was what they said about what's his
him
name?
Ludacris.
Ludacris.
So he gets his haircut,
and then they show Quincy Jones and Ludacris holding hands on fucking stage.
He gets a white woman for a wife that nobody knows anything about,
and then they start showing all these people. And they're all like gorgeous wives, and nobody knows where they
come from. Nobody knows where they come from. Nobody knows who they are. Everybody's clean cut. And he said, you know why they do that? He said, ask, and I forgot the actor's name that was in the guy that played Kang the Conqueror. He was in Creed 2, the black
Michael
actor.
Michael B. Jordan?
No, the other guy, the bad guy. God, why do I not have this guy's name? Can't remember. Anyways,
see the one that was just in that Devotion movie, the plane movie where he played the first African American pilot, fighter pilot. Is that who you're talking about?
I don't think so. Hold on. I'll tell you what his name is. So, here we go.
Jonathan Majors?
Yeah, Jonathan Majors. So you take a look at he caught Jonathan Majors. He got a little he was hot, man. He's on top of his game, right? He's in two big movies making some money. Well, he didn't want to conform and do what he was told to do.
Wear a dress.
So guess what happened next? His wife got beat up or got assaulted, supposedly assaulted. And now he can't get a job anywhere. And he's done went out and publicly spoke and said that he didn't do these things. He's like, none of this is true. He said, my career's being railroaded.
We all thought Mel Gibson and Randy Quaid were fucking crazy when they came out years ago.
Yeah.
Guess what?
It's all coming to fruition now. But that's what Cat Williams was saying. He said they give them a white wife, a white woman. And because that's how they take it away from them. When they don't do what they're told, then something like this happens, and it's a setup, and they destroy them. They ruin them.
Dwayne Wade, man. Painting his nails and weird shit like that. There's a whole conspiracy theory there that he sacrificed his own daughter.
Crazy,
man. I remember us talking about that on a previous episode. We need to make a list of some of the stuff that we've touched on, because I feel like there's certain ones that you could compile kind of that are closely related that you could turn into an actual episode.
You could take a look
at it.
You
know, I mean, I think it's good that we sit around and we have this, you know, round table discussion about what's going on, but there's certain ones that demand a little bit further scratching.
Digging deeper. Yeah, for sure.
Well, if you don't wipe, it itches.
It does.
That's, you know, do y'all ever, during the summer, I mean, that's a legitimate thing. Do y'all ever get that feeling where you don't know if you didn't wipe good or if it just itches? It's like this weird combination between the two.
It's like the taint. It's not supposed to feel as good. It's that not. You scratch it, that but
is
it
not,
does.
That is not a topic we're going to dig deeper into this
and for
season.
Some reason,
he's elbow deep.
And for some reason, my left foot starts tapping. I don't know what it is.
There's just so much out there right now, man. I try not to get in a rabbit hole too much and let it like drive me insane.
But you
can't not look at it.
But with you saying that, it's almost what I'm trying to figure out is you've got this huge, all this shit.
It's all
going
connected.
On. How does all of that, all of it's got to funnel into one point? Like, what the hell does
supposedly,
all this mean? Like, what is all this pointing to?
Supposedly.
And I don't want to get it. And what kills me is all these damn commercials now that are on, are you going to hell? Are you going to heaven? Oh, the end's coming. Like, it's so many people are coming out saying, no, I don't, that's not it. Like, yes, something is coming, but you're not going to sit here and tell me that that's what's coming because you don't know. It flat out says it in the word that you don't know. But I want to, that's what I am curious about.
Yeah.
Is if you got all this shit we talk about, what is it pointing to?
Allegedly, there is a convergence point on all these models, AI and stuff. That they, like, nobody can get past this one convergence point. They've not released the supposed date of this. But every model that you pump all this shit into all converges at one point. So, there, like you said, there's something coming. The one thing that I'll actually say is, for all you dumbasses out there in America that think the fucking rapture is going to happen inside the goddamn continental U.S., you've lost your fucking minds.
Seriously.
Maybe Middle East?
Maybe the cradle of civilization. I don't know.
I'm just throwing one out there. Let's just throw it out there.
Now there's another one out there. There's a guy on TikTok and he sucked me in for like a good hour one day that basically we are living in the end times. Or it's already happened.
I agree.
Like we, this
that's
is
one
the
I'm
post-apocalyptic.
To
I agree.
Like, and he's like, he like got it. Me, and I was like, Jesus Christ, he's dotting I's and crossing T's, and I was like, I gotta get the fuck out of here. Yeah. No.
Yeah, no, we're living in it. There, I mean, you just take a look around, dude. We're living in it.
And that reminds me of that comedian that you were listening to. Is like, are you sitting on the couch?
Oh, damn, Ron White.
Yeah.
Can we tell
yes. Are you lonely?
Yes.
Have you not had the feel of a woman in 6 months?
Oh God, yes.
Would you like to send me a check for $2,500? Woo! Nope. Hell no. There must be some lonely motherfuckers out there.
Almost had me, but it's not me.
Are you sitting naked on a beanbag chair eating Cheetos? Yes.
Let me tell you what commercial makes me violently angry.
Any of the Paxlovid ones?
Nope. The one that's got the fat chick dancing like It's a musical about her diabetes.
Okay. Oh, Jesus.
The one that said, something, it's easy to see. My feet are swelling because I got diabetes. Man, every time that comes on, I'm like, Why is she so happy? She's going to start losing feet any week now.
Have you seen the lady on... She may be on TikTok. Or they've reprogrammed it on Instagram. She stitches all these plus-size models that basically said, I'm going to eat how I'm going to, and I'm going to do this. All of these fucking people are dead now.
Well...
They're all dead. Like, she cuts it open. Like, she has these little trends, and that shows these people, and then she's like, she died 6 months later. He died 3 months later. And I'm like, and I mean, the list just keeps going and going and going and going. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. What about, what's that Instagram page?
Died Too Young.
Died Too Young. Whew, man.
Joe Rogan let that one out.
Yeah. Y'all follow that one on Instagram. Died Too Young. Yeah. Eye-opening. Terrifying.
Yeah,
terrifying.
About 5 minutes into me scrolling, I'm like, it never fucking ends. And it's not just America. It's worldwide.
Yeah. And I'm like over there thinking about when I took the vaccination going.
What I want to know.
Time's up, Rob.
What I want to know is how much money are the doctors making prescribing these two, this Paxlovid and something else?
Ozempic?
No, Ozempic's for fat people.
Yeah,
diabetes. But Paxlovid and something else is supposed to shorten the life of COVID. Well, they just come out. I think the CDC or the WHO one just come out and said that Tamiflu doesn't do shit.
Yeah, no. And it's expensive as hell.
Well, it used to not be. Hell, it was $5.
Yeah. Well.
Do you know they're still giving that shit out?
Yeah. That's just what I'm talking about. Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. That, and what was the other thing that came out? Benadryl, Sudafed, that the CDC come out and said, basically, it's a sugar pill. It does nothing for you.
What was the, here's something kooky as hell. What is the, there's one apple cider vinegar that's left on the market that is the natural.
Bragg's is not anymore. They've been bought out.
They got bought out by Bill Gates.
Bragg's is, and so basically.
Are you serious?
Yes, sir.
I have not heard that one.
Yeah, sure.
Burt's Bees is another one that everybody thinks, oh, they're still, nope. They sold out to fucking like Nestle years ago.
See, and that's the shit that I worry about. Why would he buy it? Because
he's
anything natural.
He's also the largest landowner in the state of Arkansas.
He's one of the largest landowners in the United States, period.
Yeah.
That thing, people are now coming out basically showing you how to make your own apple cider vinegar.
Mm-hmm. And I saw that.
Basically, you have
TikTok,
to.
TikTok. It's going to save our lives.
Well, and I told Rob before we got started, my wife found the flu bomb from Barbara O'Neill or one of that lady from Australia.
Yeah.
And you take, she says as much cayenne as you can take. I'm up to a quarter teaspoon. But you take a half a cup of water, a tablespoon of honey, a quarter teaspoon of
garlic
cayenne.
Oh, sorry.
A clove of a whole clove of garlic, diced, mashed, whatever, mm-hmm. real fine.
Yeah.
A quarter teaspoon of shredded, grated ginger.
Yeah.
Is that it? I think that's
yep.
it.
Yep, yep.
And then you stir it, and I've found out that if you let it steep for about 5 minutes and get all that garlic in there, and then strain it, because you don't want to be chewing that garlic shit. But anyway, you can take it three times a day, and I was telling him, like, I was scared to death to take it because everything I read was, don't take it if you have stomach problems. Don't take it if you have stomach. I'm like, God, I'm miserable. I'm fucking miserable. I'm coughing up my lung over here. And so finally, my wife takes it, and she's like, oh, I can hear, like, my heartbeat in my ears. And I'm like, okay, I'll try it. And sure enough, we started off with, like, an eighth of a teaspoon of cayenne. And dear God. But I'm telling you, man, there's something
it
about
it. All up.
Like, yeah, it was, like, I was eight again. Like, I was like, dear God, can I get another one that size?
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, I mean, it was better than the nasal rinse or anything. And so the lady says, if you have the flu, take that three times a day until the symptoms go away and your congestion goes away. And then take it once a day during flu season to ward it off.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you something, man. There's the rebound if you take Paxlovid because it basically the virus hasn't been able to run its course and your body's not built up a natural immunity to it. So it still can come back and you can get COVID again, basically. Yeah. And so I started feeling shitty about 2 days ago, and I was like, man, fuck this. And now I could kill a vampire at 100 yards with my breath after drinking it. But I'm going to tell you something, man. There's something to it. There really is something to it. And I wish, my thing is, all the ambulance chasers out there that are putting bullshit out for natural remedies, I wish there was a place, TikTok, that you could find some of these, like the elderberry juice or elderberry syrup. Now is what they're recommending. Don't do the gummies anymore.
I know somebody that makes that. If y'all ever want some,
and then that flu bomb, and then the fire cider. But that fire cider scares the shit out of me. because you got to get you got to let that shit sit in a dark corner of your house for like 6 months before you drink it. I'm like, oh, I don't know about that.
Well, that's
now like, I drink some moonshine.
I started eating kimchi like for my stomach.
Yeah.
And like you said, you kill a vampire at 300 yards away, but man,
we found some natural. Well, probably not. Well, no, the thing it's natural pickles, and it's more. They taste more like cucumbers than anything. And I read the ingredients. It's literally brine, cucumbers, and dill, and cloves of garlic.
Mm-hmm.
And that pickle juice is will get you gut
it's good
right
for you. Yeah, yeah. I have been doing. I know y'all. I send y'all this. I tell you, like when I had vaccine. When I got vaccinated. And I went through a time where my brain was like, I couldn't remember. Like, remember right there at the end of the year last year, I was like, man, I go back and listen to some of our episodes, and I'm just like, man, where was I at? What was I thinking? What was I doing? So I had a lot of brain fog. I was depressed. I had depression going on. And I just did not feel good at all. Did not feel good. So I wanted a Polar Plunge for Christmas, and I got one. It came in. I used it January 1st. I researched a shitload of it, seen what, you know, the do's and don'ts or whatever. I've been using it 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays is when I'll typically use it. I can't tell you the last time my brain was as clear as it is now. Like, I am clear, crystal clear between my ears.
And the people I've read
I'm
up
dumb
on
as hell, but I'm clear. Yeah.
I just want to put some of the videos of you coming out of it or going in. Like, is it weird that I want to go like music in slow motion and just really kind of set the tone for our listeners?
I'll do that for you next week.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Like Chef.
We might be able to just bring in like some. You keep asking. We might be able to bring some extra listeners.
If anybody
money.
Wants to see that.
Well, if you don't, if you can't.
My God, if you can have a fans only for feet, we can have one of Rob.
Yeah. Yeah.
I ain't no shame in my game. So my thing is, if you can't afford the Polar Plunge, you can take a plastic thing and put ice water on it and dunk your face up to your ears in it. And yep. It will start the stuff.
Yeah.
Or you could get stuck at the, at the house with your parents, and
you just go lay in the on the concrete.
You just go lay on the concrete, or the fact that they can't have really hot water now at their age with the medicine and stuff that they're on. God love them, but I'm pretty much taking the Polar Plunge every morning when I take a shower, because I can't get that son of a bitch to get any hotter.
Look, I'll be honest with you. I saw one guy on TikTok the other day. He's a doctor, and he's shitting on it. He's like, oh, it's just a fad. There's no benefits to it. Well, man,
I've seen him. He said that I'm basically telling you, Andrew overstimulating.
Andrew Huberman might tell you something different. And there's a whole list long of mile-long doctors that will tell you something different.
I think what it is you can't go to the extreme.
Right.
Like, you're doing it 3 days a week, and that's plenty.
Yeah,
and
your then sweet you can spot's start 11 bringing, minutes average for a week.
And then you can start bringing it back down.
Yeah.
Somebody, I can't remember, DJ Shipley on Sean Ryan. They now have at their, he's got a skate shop, and they have cold tubs, mm-hmm. and they can set the temperature. He does it 3 days a week, and he does it before he works out, and he's like, man, it's better than any pre-workout.
Yeah.
And he said, I saw a short on him. He did it one evening. He said, I couldn't work out that day. I was just busy. So I decided to fuck it. I'll just do 11-minute cold plunge. He said, I cannot tell you how laser focused I was and how well I slept that night.
I'm telling you right now, I am not trying to like blow sunshine up anybody's ass. And I tell you to research anything, you know, that you should do, research anything before you do it. But as far as the benefits for me, like we have absolutely like I sleep better. I actually sleep better. My brain's clear. I don't feel depressed. I feel good. I genuinely feel good every single day. Yesterday, I did not feel good. It was Monday, and I was supposed to get in. It's just a couple of things culminating, kind of dogpiling. But I made myself go out there. I got in it, and I'm going to tell you, it don't ever get any easier. It's
awful.
It's fucking awful.
Yeah, it's not something you do for
enjoyment. But, man, I'm so glad I did get in it.
I will say this, and I told you before we got started and before Cousin Johnny got here, the one benefit from me getting COVID is that stupid Paxlovid. You cannot take any prescriptions with it because it counter like interacts with stuff. It'll like you'll stop breathing, basically, is what I read.
Damn.
And so I'm like, well, fuck. I feel like such shit. I need to get better. If it shortens it a day or two, at least it shortens it a day or two.
Right.
well, I'm going on almost 3 weeks now. I've not had my stomach medicine or my anxiety medicine. And you talk about living in the moment. Like, I've gotten to where I'm not used to. I would freak the fuck out because I've got an IEP meeting in a week. And I know I can write a goddamn IEP in my sleep. And they're fucking good.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm not blowing smoke up my own ass. I know what the fuck I'm doing.
Speaking of which, I got a couple I'm going to send to you.
Okay. But, like, I would freak the fuck out, dude, for stupid shit. And I knew it was stupid. It was dumb.
Yeah.
But I've gotten to the, like, ever since, I don't know if it was the fact that I was just so fucking miserable that I just, like, it was the next thing was getting something in my system, drinking more water, drinking chicken broth, Mexican soup. God damn, I love that shit. It's the best soup
in the world.
Anyway, I bet I drank or ate a gallon of Mexican chicken soup.
Yeah.
But I've gotten to the point now where even this weekend when it was too cold to go out, I didn't catch myself going, well, you got this going on Tuesday. Well, you got this going on. I caught myself one time thinking about something that was going on yesterday, and subconsciously, I don't know what switched, and I'm glad it did, but it was like this voice inside of me said, fucking stop. And you're not going to solve anything.
Yeah.
And so I'm not, it's not a religious moment or none of that shit, but the one benefit of me getting this nasty ass COVID virus this time, and my wife was in the same household and she had basically a bad sinus infection. I've just been able to like focus in, and I'm not done the polar stuff, but it's just one of those things where I guess you had to like reset your mind to where survival.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to get this water down. I've got to get this chicken soup down. I've got to take my medicine. I've got to rest. And everything else just kind of fell into place.
Well, you simplified everything else. And the number one thing that we all look at, all the, I'm on anxiety medicine. I wish I wasn't. But the majority of the things that we all worry about, if you really sit down and do it, it's what you create between your ears.
Yep.
It's what, okay, this is what I'm afraid is going to happen. This is what will happen.
Me. I'm going to carry the boat. That's what I kept telling myself. I ain't going to carry the boat. But I'm going to carry the log.
But it's that whole mentality. And you're right. You had reached a point, and that's what people don't understand. We all have a different lens that we look through life in, and it's based on our past experience or anything else. Well, on the flip side of that, our bodies are made where you're going to fucking pay attention. And if you don't pay attention to what it's telling you, it's going to make your ass pay attention. And that was a reset for you.
Well, the thing is, like, I'm not taking my stomach medicine, but I will say this. Anybody in Rome or in the surrounding counties, go to the herb shop in Rome. He knows what the fuck he's talking about. He's got this stuff that's kind of like,
hey man, you got any of that?
He does.
Herb.
He's got some Delta 9 that'll knock, like, make you like wish you could lick the wall. But anyway,
damn you CDL test.
He's got this stuff, like, it's like aloe vera, chamomile. I don't know. It tastes like shit.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, but you take 2 tablespoons 30 minutes before a meal if you have acid reflux. So ever since then, I've like made a conscious effort because I've been wanting to get off my stomach medicine for fucking ever. Like, I've been on stomach medicine, acid reducers, esmaprolol or whatever it's called, since I was 20 years old. I'm 48. Dude, that's way too goddamn long.
Yeah.
But I'll get a little bit of heartburn at night and I'll take a shot of that and go to bed and I'm fine. Or if I catch myself during the day, and it's all stress related too, my heartburn is. If I catch myself, I'll be like, all right. And so I've researched a bunch of this stuff, man. I'm telling you. And we tried to talk to my son. I was like, look, man, I was where you were at when I was 18. Just give me a pill that fixes it. But you don't know what that pill's doing to
right.
me.
Right.
You know, it is going to fix it, but it's masking everything else.
Yeah. Or say it's causing another problem down the road in some
other. Yeah. Way. Trust me.
Ugh. The one thing that we, I've been going to like a study group actually with John Lovell's, the Warrior Poet. We've been going through that book at church. Dude, last night, balance. Balance.
That's the biggest thing,
dude,
man.
You got to find some balance in your life. You've got to find some balance in your life. The things that you have no control over, like you're like obsessing over stuff that's going to happen in a week. We all do that.
Write it down. That's what somebody told me. Write everything down you're stressing about and then look at it and go, which ones can I fix right now?
Because the thing is, when you really look at them, what
when
is
you write
it
them
you
down,
truly
like,
have control
fucking
of?
Fucking hell.
Yeah, what is wrong with me?
Yeah. But y'all talk about all that and you talk about balance. For me, one thing that it's 2024. We'll talk about one thing that I do not like spending time alone. I don't. Yeah. And that's one of the things that I keep. Y'all know what I've gone through this past year and a half.
there's been so many situations where I've been pushed in to have to deal with that. And I don't want to fucking deal with it because I'm going to be honest with y'all. I don't really know if I want to know what's going to happen.
Sure.
Well, the other thing is I saw a study and there's been a, like Harvard, not like touching boys Harvard, but there's been like medical studies, Princeton, Harvard, peer reviews.
Is that the fine print?
It is.
Okay.
Where they say that if you can do something that you fucking hate for 15 minutes a day, you overstimulate this one part of mm-hmm. your brain that creates this whole other, like, it's almost like a polar plunge kind of benefit.
Yep.
And you have to do something you fucking hate. And so I found myself like, man, I don't want to fucking do this. And I'm like, you know what? It's only going to take 10 minutes. I'm going to fucking look the bull in the ass and we're going to do it.
Yeah.
And just get it fucking done. And I think once you do that, you're lessening the bullshit of, it still sucks, embrace the suck, but it benefits you more when certain things are right. Like these last, when it was so cold, dude, I would have went, before I had COVID, I would have went fucking bananas being locked up in that house. Cause I teach from home.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, man, I don't know what it is, but I hope it don't stop.
Yeah. Well, for real, man, like if you ever want to come in here and jump your ass in that cold tub, buddy, it's, you just right down the road. I'm telling you right now.
No, I turn the shower on and cuss. Oh, yeah, Jesus
yeah,
Christ.
Yeah, yeah. People that I know do that too. So, it's about a reset, man. You can get a reset, man, and get yourself focused, laser focused. Yeah.
That's the biggest thing I've researched is cortisol levels. If you can get that shit under control, man, everything else falls in line.
Yep. Yep. Well, gentlemen, that's going to do it for this episode. Next week, we're going to jump on. We're going to do Super Bowl pick next week. And Cousin Johnny is finally going to pay the piper with the old tuna shot.
And she's
look,
not,
I'm going to go ahead and say this right now.
She's not from Applebee's either.
Yeah, damn it. And I'm going to tell y'all right now, if we're going to do, in this day and age, if we're going to fucking do picks for the bowl games, I'm fucking out. Because here, no, listen. Now let me tell you why. Because every motherfucking game I picked based on what it was standing before the fucking bowl started. And then all of a sudden, these pussy-ass guys come out and say, oh, last minute, I'm going to opt out. You know what, you son of a bitch? I put money on you 2 weeks ago. That's what pisses me off.
Let me tell you
so
what I did.
I will take my tuna shot like a fucking man.
I threw myself under the bus.
But if you ask me to do it next year, we need to have an end of season.
Yeah.
Winner.
End of season winner.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you need to do a bowl winner because I'm telling you, I was so pissed when I would pull it up going, man, I picked this. And you'd pull it up and be like, who the fuck is that quarterback?
Can I just tell you, I thought I had a no snowball's chance in hell.
You basically picked opposites and it played out well.
I did.
Because everybody we picked had so many people opt out.
Yeah. I had to pick opposites. But I mean, that's the only way.
You know, but I'm a man and I will take it.
I'm a man. Everybody take care. We'll see y'all next week.
Later.
Bye.